You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing pretty well. I actually really want to talk about what's been going on because I'm actually kind of just confused. Like what's happening here? It's really enjoyable, so I'm happy to get into it with you.
Yes. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 46 in the house. And there is some stuff to talk about because as expected, as forecasted, as predicted, the trio, I don't know if you've heard, but they like to change their minds. Often.
They completely just like flip flop back and forth. And it's just kind of like they think of it. It's like, oh, we're really just weighing out the options. But to me, it's just like they don't have a clear idea of what they want. And so anybody can influence them in a different direction because they haven't thought out all angles. But it's enjoyable, but also frustrating at the same time.
Yes. So let's talk about it. We start the day with Kiefer explaining to Tina about how he exposed the Sunsetters to Brayden the night before because he was so mad at them. He left out the fact that Tina was involved, he says, but he does now think that Brayden is on board to take a shot at the trio with Tina and Tara when he leaves. So that's good.
No, it definitely is good. I mean, I found like with Kiefer, a lot of yesterday wasn't really working hard to stay. And so I was happy that he was having this conversation and that he was kind of still setting himself up because him kind of throwing in the towel wasn't, I was kind of disappointed in that. So I thought it was a good start to potentially like laying down some groundwork of like potentially staying in the house.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the first thing he does. He's also going to talk to Tara and expose the Sunsetters to her. He's going to be talking to Tina and Tara about like all of the mind games he plans on playing with the Sunsetters to try and get them to turn on each other. He really wants to, destroy them on his way out if he can.
Yeah. He was definitely talking about how he wants to go to the jury, that he wants to like completely make sure that none of them win. He's like, make sure that you sit beside one of them. If you do, you're going to be winning for sure. And I mean, this could get back to them. There still could potentially keep them. And I think that he had, at this point, wasn't feeling that he was going to be staying. He like, you know, he said that he was fine with going now. He gets it. And so he was going to do everything that he could to make them lose. And I was like, Kiefer, I want you to still try to win, please.
Yeah. Brayden's going to talk with Ty. They just kind of talk about working together. Ty mentions to Brayden, he's going to mention it later to Kiefer as well, that he understands and knows that Jed and Beth will not cut each other, and that he is the odd man out in the trio, which is, it's great that he knows this, but not great if he doesn't do anything about it.
I actually have a question about that. Kiefer has been saying that he believes that Ty wouldn't use the veto if Beth and Jed were up on the block. Do you think that's true?
No, not even.
Okay. I was like, I don't think that that is true. I think there's a little bit of, you know, misreading going on as to the intentions of the trio.
Yeah, I think at one point Tara asked Ty, like, if I won the HOH, would you use the veto? And he was like, well, it depends on who you put up. And she was like, well, who do you think I should probably? He's like, well, probably Brayden. Ty absolutely would. It's no way he does not use that veto.
Agreed.
So things really start to ramp up. I'm skipping through a lot of the talk through most of the day just because it's going to become mostly irrelevant by the end of the day. Kiefer's going to talk with Beth. And this is the first really important conversation of the day because it's the first time that he's really talked with the Sunsetters since they told him he was going up, and he cried and they cried. And he just kind of is giving her the same spiel that he was giving before in terms of, like, this just really hurts. I can't believe you guys have done this to me. But Beth has a purpose here. She's trying to do a little bit of jury management. She is going to say to him, look, here's the thing. Here's what I think. I think that the boys are making a mistake personally by sending you out. I think that you leaving is good for my game, but it's not good for theirs because you were always more with the boys than with me. And Kiefer just kind of runs right through it. He doesn't really listen to what she's saying too much. He doesn't really engage with that. He's just going to keep talking about how, he can't believe they did this to him. But Beth is making an attempt here.
Yeah. And it's a decent attempt, but it also can be checked, like, with her being like, I never had anything to do with this. And like, I told him that was a wrong move. And it's kind of like, actually, you were pretty excited about this happening and you really wanted this move to go through. So I just thought that, yeah, it's a little bit of jury management, but Kiefer really saw through it. And that's the first thing that he said, even to Jed. I think he even relayed that to Ty, Tina, Tara, like, hey, I think she was just doing some jury management pitch. Like, I don't really believe anything she was saying. So it wasn't really effective. And well, I think it actually hurts her.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? Because what she's trying to say is that the boys are making a mistake, but I made this happen. I made the mistake happen. But you're right in that Kiefer interprets it as her trying to be like, I didn't do this. Because Ty has a very similar line. Ty also is trying to claim that he feels like, well, you know, I think this was a mistake, but there was nothing that I could do about it. But that's actually not what Beth was trying to say. But Kiefer kind of interprets it that way. And so he really feels like she was trying to be kind of sneaky here with this, when in reality she was trying to be like I made this happen and they're making a mistake, but this is great for me. But yeah.
No, I mean, I guess it didn't really come out that way because I didn't even really see it that way. I more so saw it Kiefer's way, but it could be because he said it multiple times after. And then I'm like, oh, okay, that's what she meant by how she was saying it. So I kind of agree with Kiefer in the interpretation in the end. Like, now it's changed, but then I was kind of like, yeah, Beth, you might have wanted to change your wording a little bit because it wasn't helpful for Kiefer if he stayed or if he's in the jury.
It's a little too subtle. A little too subtle there for Kiefer, especially since he has no interest in interpreting your subtle statements while he's being betrayed by you. Beth is going to go to the cameras afterward and she's like, Kiefer, he should have said something. He should be campaigning to me because I could change the vote like that.
Yeah, she talks about that she could change Tara's vote in a second to vote to keep Kiefer over Tina. And I was like, very surprised by her confidence here as to like she could just do anything. Is it because she had the HOH? Like, where's all this confidence coming from?
Yeah, she controls this HOH, as we'll see.
That's true.
Kiefer's going to talk with Tina and Tara about Beth's comment. They are kind of impressed by how slick Beth is in terms of, like, even if they don't quite interpret this in the way that they should, it's still impressive to them that she is jury managing away from the interests of the guys. And they're like, oh, Beth is slick here. And they really are starting to look at Beth as like, okay, well, maybe if Beth is willing to cut Jed at the end, she can win this thing. Maybe this is a John and Netta situation where they're both going to need to cut each other in the end if they want to win. That's actually not a terrible place for Beth to be, considering that I do think that Jed would take her. And if Jed does not cut Beth, then that's maybe her best chance to win if they feel like he should have.
Yeah, I mean, I see the logic. I think that's because they're all kind of like working in the situation right now. I think that if the three of them get to the end, I do still think that Jed is going to be able to win. Especially also with Beth talking about the fact that, hey, I want one of us to win the 20 grand. Like, I think that if they're using that in their speech and like they kind of talk about how they were always a unit together, I still think that Jed has a better chance, but their reasoning is sound.
Yeah. And the problem is that the second they ask Beth, if you had won the HOH, would you have cut Jed? And she says, nope. It's over. So that's kind of where things stand there until. And I'm really like, again, like most of the day just really doesn't matter. But we've got some long conversations to talk about here because Kiefer's going to go and talk to Jed. And this is like around what, like 7 o'clock ish, maybe a little earlier. Jed's kind of like a debrief conversation. I honestly do not think that Kiefer even intended to campaign here. I think this was just a like, all right, this is the first conversation that we're having since, I was put up on the block essentially. And Jed is just explaining, look, Kiefer, you were in a better position than us all season long. All season long, we were in the firing line. If anybody else had won, if any of the oddballs had won, then we would have been up on the block, not you. Anytime you were HOH, it always came down to the, oh, we're controlling your HOH. This is just like you played a better game than us and you would beat us in the end. So we have to do this. And I was in a position where I either took the easy route and I took out Brayden, or I make the bigger play and I take a shot at you. And that's great logic from Jed. Perfect explanation. Great reasoning. Glad he's never going to change his mind.
Of course he's going to change his mind, but then Kiefer's going to come in with how he wants to go to the end with the best, and he always saw him and Jed sit in the final two chairs, and he could lose to him because he would be losing with honor, and since day one he's been his guy, and kind of going on and on, and really kind of making Jed feel like he made the wrong decision. And so I was surprised at what Kiefer was saying was really swaying Jed here. I was happy that he was at least now putting in some effort, because, if he's going to say that he's the best player that ever played and he's can win against anybody, like, well, the best player that ever played, they usually have to go through some sort of trouble in their game and get out of it, because that's what's revered as awesome. So it was a good conversation to watch.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, and it slowly turns here. So Kiefer's just like, all right, I have a question for you, Jed. Because he's genuinely just asking, right? Like, so I have a question for you. If TNT win next week and they put you and Beth up, do you think Ty uses the veto? And Jed's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Definitely. You definitely. Yep. For sure. I mean, why wouldn't he? Yeah. Okay. Well, just here's the thing. Like, I'm taking you to final two guaranteed. I don't think Beth or Ty would. Whoever gets you out wins the game. And if they don't get you out, then you win the game. But I would always take you. That's always been the case. You've always been my guy. I've always wanted to do that. You need to beat the best to be the best. And I know that this decision probably came from, it was, I know it was the whole team, but I know that, that me staying was better for your game and me leaving was better for other people's games. And that's what Beth told me earlier today. So I know it's probably too late to have this conversation, but, you know, it's just unfortunate that this move was made. And Jed's like, well, I mean, I never said that you were definitely going home. I mean, if you think about it, when we told you about this thing, you know, you maybe kind of assumed that you were the target, but you don't have to be. I mean, it's not necessarily too late. It's not like it's a completely done deal. Kiefer
should know who he's like dealing with here because they
he
are.
He should
like...
know. He was ready to walk out the door earlier. Kiefer is like, well, look, here's the thing. You keep me in this game, I'll be loyal to you guys. I'll go to the Final Four with you guys like we wanted to. All you need to do is beat me at 3 or 4 and you win the game. Easy. Because the thing is, even if I do get to the 3, right? Then, you know, all you need to do is just cut me and you win the game. He says Ty knows he can't win against you. He would take Beth. I would take you. All you need to do is not take me. And Jed's like, you make some good points. I'm considering this. I'll really consider this.
Well, and he also downplays his studying. Yeah. And he's like, you know, with that head of household that I want, I just happen to know that set of answers. You know, I don't know everything. I just got really lucky there that I just the things that I knew where I was being questioned. And so I think he's also downplaying that with Jed to make it look as though he's not going to be as threatening in the end, which is good. But I actually think that I don't think that Jed believes that part of it. But still making some effort.
Yeah. And so Jed starts. Kiefer, I mentioned this last time. Kiefer was like, I was having a Slumdog Millionaire moment during that last HOH. It's not that I actually knew everything. It's just that they happened to ask questions that I already knew. He's talking about that. He's downplaying his actual comp ability. They get to talking about TNT and Jed says, look, my biggest concern was that you wouldn't target TNT because you can beat them. And Kiefer says, no. Again, I want to beat the best. I always wanted to go to the end with you, Jed. That has always been my thing. He swears, I swear on my kids, I would not turn on you guys. And you know that the T's would never say each other's names. And Jed says, yeah, you're right. But I would put them up. I don't want to beat them. I want to beat you guys. If you think about it too, it's a big move to put me up and not send me home. That's the big move at this point. And Jed's like, you're right.
That's where he lost me. I'm just kind of like, no, that's not, don't listen to that, Jed. Like, that's not really the rationale you should be buying here. Because I think that it looks like that you weren't able to take the shot, that you chickened out and that you weren't able to pull the trigger here. So I think that it would look personally not as great if he doesn't actually follow through.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where they leave off. Jed is thinking about this. He's thinking about maybe keeping Kiefer now. Kiefer goes out off to the bedroom and he lays down. He's just kind of laying there. And he gets up. He's like, and you are going to quit? You are going to quit? You're not out yet, Keef. Fight! Fight! You're going to beat Jed, take him to the final two and beat him. Beat them all. Sunsetters forever, baby. Sunsetters for life.
Sunsetters for life. I mean, as I was saying in the beginning, I was really disappointed with the fact that Kiefer was throwing in the towels, telling everybody that he said in the diary room that he didn't want to be there anymore. And I don't think that this was strategy or tactic that they want to make it appear that he was weak. But I am happy that he's like rejuvenated at least to be fighting to stay and realize that he does have a shot to potentially stay. A big shot. I think he might right now. I don't know. We might change our mind in 10 minutes, but
So there you go. Kiefer, you know, as of that camera talk, does plan on staying true to what he said to Jed and will take him to the final two. He wants to beat him. Kiefer is also going to talk to, so Kiefer's like having that moment, and then Tara comes in and it's super awkward because Kiefer has been like, you know, all pouty all day. And all of a sudden he's like super pumped up. Tara's like, what's going on? Nothing. What's going on with you? I don't know. How are you feeling? It's, you know, just, yeah, I'm all right. I'm just feeling, you know, why is there something going on? Did you, what you're acting weird. Did you find a power or something, Tara? No, I just, I don't know. I just felt okay. What are your thoughts? What are you doing? He's, I'm just, you know, if they, I'm just thinking about like, if they did keep me, then I would have to put you and Brayden up. So that would suck. So I almost don't even want to stay, even if I could, but. Yeah, but Brayden would leave. So, I mean, not you. So that'd be okay.
Yeah. Tara just is like, I don't really understand what's happening here because the whole morning she's like trying to feed him, being like, can I make you a grilled cheese? And like, oh, we're having food. Like we're then making burgers. Do you want one? And he was just like staying in the OLG room and like, just like not wanting to interact with any of them. And so he's definitely given off different vibes. And then with saying that, like, hey, like if I say, like, I promised them that, like, I wouldn't put them up, even though they just did this to him. Like, I think it'd be really, really shocking for her to be like, I don't know what's going on here. What changed? Because like 20 minutes ago, you weren't happy at all.
Yeah. So then he goes and talks to Ty and he says, look, Ty, I get it. I know that you guys are sending me out the door. I'm ready to leave, but I just think it's a mistake. And Ty says, oh, dude, I've been broken up about it. I've been all about loyalty all season long. This has been killing me. This is, unfortunately, it's just been out of my hands. And this is, again, like, it's Ty kind of being like, I didn't do this. Kiefer says, but I'm not like Vic. I was never going to take a shot. And Ty's like, you are not like Vic. I agree. Vic was different. It's the only thing here is that you're going to beat us. They're going to vote for you in the end. You're not taking me. You're taking Jed. Jed's taking Beth. Beth's taking Jed. That's effed up, man. Where do I fit in all that? Where do I go from there? And Kiefer's like, well, here's the thing. I don't think I'd cut you at Final Four. Oh, you don't think? No, I don't think I'd cut you at Final Four. You know what Beth told me today? She told me today that she thinks you guys are making a huge mistake sending me out. That's jury management to me. That's probably where I would be looking at Final Four. And then if I'm in the final three, you know, Jed's not taking me. That means he's got to take you.
Sound. It is sound. And it started to get Ty's wheels a turning a little bit, because we know that a flip flop is always just on the horizon here with the Sunsetters. So, yes, he did make some headway with Ty.
Yeah. And so he says, Jed, he said to me that he felt like he was making a mistake. You know, Tara would never say Tina's name. And Ty's like, really? Never. And they're like, okay, yeah, but like, how do we convince Beth if we're going to do this? Like, how would we convince Beth to do this? Like, well, you guys gotta talk to her. Because Ty's like, I mean, we couldn't get Tara's vote. No. You gotta convince Beth. Well, don't worry, Kiefer and Ty, because Jed is already working on Beth. While they're talking, Jed and Beth are talking. And he says, I just talked to Kiefer. I think we should keep him. And Beth's like, I mean, I just, man, if we were going to do that, I wish that it was Tara on the block and not Tina, right? And he's like, who cares? Keith swore on his kids. There's no way he goes back on that. He will be loyal to us. And Beth keeps being like, yeah, I just, you know, Man, if only Braden was on the block next to him, right? Like, that would be easier. He's like, yeah, but I think we need to keep Keith. And she keeps pushing back. She goes, and he's like, those are just my thoughts. Like, what do you think? She's like, my only thing is, Tara and Braden are wonderful for my game. Taking them out is playing Jed's game. If you get taken out, I'm putting myself in a position where I'm effing myself. I don't want to be taken by you and Kiefer the whole way through. I can't beat you guys in things. That's not a good look for me. It's just like, you know, I can't just like be playing your game all season long. It's getting to a point where you and I have different interests, advantages.
I mean, I wonder if, like, I mean, I'm happy that she's really starting to play for herself and looking at, you know, what's her path to the end. I just wish that she could talk to her partner, her boyfriend in the house about this in a little bit better way. Because to me, it would look like, oh my God, she doesn't really care about me and our relationship, and that she's just looking for a way to cut me. Like, I think I would be like more wary of Beth and be like, oh, okay, well, she's definitely trying to keep her interests. So whatever Beth wants is probably not best for me, and I would probably be looking at Beth that way if I were Jed. So I don't know if she's making a good case with somebody that is supposed to be super loyal to her boyfriend in the house.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing to say to Jed, to be like, I mean, first of all, it's like, it's fine to be like her argument makes sense. If Kiefer stays in this game and Kiefer and Jed and Ty win all the competitions, she can't win. And that's correct. But to also say, like, so I need to set myself up in case you leave by us keeping these other people around, implies that she wants him to leave. But we know that she actually doesn't even want him to leave. So why is she even saying this? And by saying this, she is opening up, like, the door to not having a self-interested game anymore. Like, she's telling him everything. So you can't have it both ways. You're either working your own interests or you're working for the interests of the pair. And if you're working for the interests of the pair, at the end of the day, you just got to beat them in comps. You know, you got to choose one.
Yeah, her and Jed were studying earlier yesterday. And so I was pretty impressed by her being able to do some of these recalls. Like, I mean, I don't know if they're right, but, like, you know, on day 36, what happened? And she was pretty able to kind of recall a lot of those that information. So I would like to see how good she is at these days comps later on this season.
Yeah. So Jed says, okay, so you're saying getting Kiefer out is better for your game. She says, well, I don't know. I also like what you said. And the thing is, that it's like Tara's taking me to the final two no matter what. And Jed's like, well, no, not if Tina's here. And Beth's like, oh, no, but she's told me that, like, oh, Tina would never take me. I know that you're my only chance to go to the final two. And Jed's like, yeah, but she said that to everyone. She said that to me. It's like, yeah, but she's like, she means it with me. Like, she's talking about, like, women power and stuff. And Jed's like, I don't know. I mean, she talks to me. She's like, oh, Jed, don't tell anyone, but I know Tina would never take me. You're my only chance to go to the final two. I don't care if I only get second place. I want 20 grand. And Beth's like, oh, man, she really, but, like, why would she say the same thing to both? Would she not think we're going to talk? But she does say, like, oh, Beth, don't let us leave this room. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone through this dance with these two just last week, and so it's kind of like anything that people say that have a sound argument, it's really easy for them to be like, oh, wait, yeah, as if they didn't think about it before. So I don't know if they just don't think about the other side when they're making these decisions, like the complete opposite, or this, you know, if we do this, this would be happening. Because, like, I feel like they should have talked this scenario out before they decided to put up Kiefer. Like, why is it new information to them? Like, all this stuff that Tara would do, would or wouldn't do.
I mean, Beth has clearly been snowed by Tara is the problem. But it seems like no more, as she is, convinced by Jed that maybe Tara is playing a little harder than she thought. And so she says, you know, I see where you're coming from. Let's talk some more about this. And then they also talk about, like, you know, when Beth talks about the sort of self-interested thing about how Jed is like, I'm always taking you. And she's like, yeah, I know. I used to say that you were only saying that because you knew you could beat me. He's like, no, I would take you even if it was 50-50. I don't know. That's just how I play this game. Believe me or not. He's like, I believe you. I believe you. Why do you think I don't believe you? And it's so awkward. But then they end up, you know, kissing. And he says, I think I love you. I'm like, what? I think I love you.
Throw out the L word. Okay.
And she just kind of like, it's like, oh, look at that smile. Like, she's not saying it back though.
I mean, okay. Why didn't she say it back? It's so bad. Is she playing him? Because a lot of people at the beginning of the season were comparing her to Parvati and like being like how she just is like has these two guys wrapped around her finger and that like she's playing them and this is, you know, evil Beth. And I was like, no way. I don't really think that she has it in her to be that, like, you know, cunning and, you know, sexy prowess. But like her not saying it back, I mean, obviously it's only been a month and a half. So yes, maybe it takes her longer to say these things. But do you think she could possibly be playing him?
Well, she said to the cameras that she feels like she's fallen in love with him. But she hasn't said it to, as far as I'm aware, hasn't said it to him. You know, maybe she's just, maybe she's worried that she's getting played and doesn't want to say it back. I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't say it quite as eagerly. But yeah, it's definitely awkward.
Does Jed like say anything ever, like after, like, well, like a camera talk or anything?
No. Jed's not much of a camera talker. But
I need to know what he would feel like if someone didn't say it back. I'd be like, oh, okay, let's change the conversation topic here. Awkward.
I mean, look, Jed is used to just putting his head down and getting to work, right? Like when the game started, she was with Ty and he was just like, it's all right. We're going to make it happen. It's going to keep going. So there it goes. So that leads us to Beth, Jed and Ty finally getting together, and Jed explains to Ty the whole situation, and Ty says, I'm in. Let's do it. If we get out Tara or Tina, we're breaking up not only a duo in Tina and Tara, but also a trio, because they, you know, Kiefer, Tina, Tara were always kind of together. This helps pull Kiefer to us. They believe that they will be that Kiefer will be loyal to them, and let's do it. Let's keep Kiefer.
I mean, I'm really happy about this because, I mean, I haven't watched the stock watch yesterday, but like I have a lot of Kiefer stock, so maybe I won't have to sell if he ends up staying. But like I can't imagine that's gonna stick though. Like they're going to be flip-flopped again like in a whole day. So, I mean, I'm happy about it, though, because, like, I want people that want to be there, that play, that they're on the block, they're doing everything that they can to stay. And I also feel as though Tina and Tara were kind of hanging around Kiefer at the beginning of their day a lot. And I think that that's so that he didn't talk to them and he didn't start maybe campaigning a little bit so that, you know, they won't be even inclined to switch to go the other way and have Tina out. So, I mean, I want to see Tina put in a little bit of more work here, too.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, the feeds are going to cut at that point. I believe they had some sort of party last night.
Soiree.
Yeah, so the feeds went down shortly after they decided they wanted to keep Kiefer. I can tell you just based on what we've seen this morning, at least so far, unless something has changed, I do see that Tina is talking to Ty right now. Kiefer is talking to Beth. So I don't know exactly what's happening there, but as of this morning, the plan is still in place to keep Kiefer. It did survive the night. So we'll see how much longer it does survive. But that's the plan. Kiefer is staying.
I mean, I'm happy. I am happy that he's staying. I can't tell if it's a better game, a move for them, because what he's saying to Tina or to Tara is that, you know, I have to stay loyal to them or whatnot. And like, but Tara's kind of like thinks that it's a really terrible move for him, for them to be flip-flopping, and that he shouldn't be keeping his loyalty to them if he ends up staying, because like the fact that he's up there and they were considering taking him out, he should be keeping that in his mind. And so I just wonder how much of it he's going to actually hold true to if he were to stay. Does he still plan on going to the Final Four with them, or is he just saying anything that he can just to get to next week?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, again, Kiefer did tell the cameras that he will take Jed to the Final Two. Sure. But the real question is, does he actually stay true to that, right? If he actually has power next week, you know, or the week after, would he really follow through with that, or would he change his mind because it doesn't really make sense for him to follow through with that? Right.
Well, and he also says, he's like, you know, if I stay in this game, like I'm winning. And I'm curious as to why the trio hasn't thought about the fact that he got himself out of a back door. Like, that's going to be a huge resume move, being like, he was dead, like he was gone, he was going to be going to the jury, and he was able to sway the trio into keeping him. And it's not even in their best interest really to keep him. And, you know, he has like now even more ammunition to win. And he does know those damn days. So, yeah.
And the idea that putting Kiefer on the block and then keeping him is a bigger move, that's not true. What it is, I made a really dumb mistake by putting Kiefer on the block, and now I'm not going to evict him. Or I made the right move and then made a dumb mistake by not following through. Either way, you made a dumb mistake in the eyes of the jury. You know, we'll see where this goes. We'll see where this goes. But that is, again, that's the plan for now. Kiefer will be staying as of right now. We'll see how this plays out. Again, now, Tina knows that Kiefer exposed the Sunsetters to Brayden and Tara. Brayden and Tara both know about the Sunsetters. So there is some dirt to bring up on Kiefer to make the Sunsetters, the trio, maybe a little bit worried about Kiefer's authenticity when it comes to this, because he did not tell them that he said those things. So there is definitely some dirt to drop from Tina, Tara, or Brayden once they become aware of what's happening. I don't know if that's happening right now, given this Tina and Ty talk, or if it might happen later. But given how waffly the trio tends to be, it would not surprise me if we got more discussion on this in the coming days.
Definitely, we're going to get more discussion, especially because Tina has asked if things change, if they switch and she does become the target, she wants to be able to enjoy her last few days. And so she would like to know as soon as possible. So if they do honor that, and maybe that's what they're doing right now, telling Tina that that's what's going on, we will probably see maybe another flip the other way. So maybe Kiefer should have laid dead in the water for one more day and done his major campaigning today, so that tomorrow would be the day of the actual vote, and maybe they wouldn't have time to flip things around. So we'll see.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Chantal?
The only thing, I never heard about it until Kiefer started campaigning, was that he named his shoes the Sunsetters 4. That's the only thing that's glaring that we didn't speak about, is the Sunsetter 4 shoes.
There you go.
So I think he might be loyal.
He might be. He might be. All right. Well, that's what we have for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. Tonight, we'll be recapping the Wednesday night episode. Should be, I say this a lot, and then it never pans out the way I want. But should be a pretty good episode. I could see them not wanting to put in the emotional talk with Kiefer prior to the veto ceremony, because that would give away what happens in the veto ceremony. But who cares? Just give us the talk when it happened. Because if they put up Kiefer and then they wait until Thursday and they have both the emotional talk and the flip on Thursday, that would be dumb. Guys, please do good storytelling. Don't get locked in your stupid format. But anyway, we'll see what happens tonight. Could be fun. We'll be there to recap it. Hero will be joining us tonight. That'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
Tomorrow night, the eviction, we'll recap that. We've also got the Circle coverage. Circle dropped this morning on Netflix, and we already have our first episode recap up for that. Episode 2 will be recapped tomorrow, if you're looking for more of those recaps. And then we'll just have a daily coverage for 4 days in a row, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for The Circle. So check all of that out. Chantel, where can people find you?
Well, I'm always hanging out on my YouTube channel, Reality Realness with 3 S's. Find me there. That's where I like to be, other than here.
There you go. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Hung out with Bruno and Kevin last night playing some Fall Guys, and explaining to them what happened with Kiefer, and Kevin was out of his mind. He was like, I cannot believe they've changed their minds already.
Already, it's funny. Everybody just expects them to change their mind, and Tara's so annoyed with them. You're like, hey, they just keep on. They're terrible to you if you're on the block. It's true. They're not the nicest.
All right. Thank you guys again for joining us, and we will see you all next time.